The station with the best music. Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
89.7 WPBR-FM, Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
It's magic, it's tragic, it's a lesson to win. It's dark, it's noise, it's a bit of pain. It's sad.
Welcome back. This is Zenial Yearbook. I'm Kyle.
Why would you do that?
Because, oh my gosh, you haven't seen this music video, have you?
Which one? Is it Desolation Row? Because I've seen that.
This is Epic by Faith No More.
Oh, I haven't seen the music video. I didn't know there was a music video.
This is the 1989 show. Every popular song at this time had a music video. 100% of the songs that you heard on the radio had a music video. It was a whole thing. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, that was Faith No More. So in the end of the music video, there's a guy playing the piano, and then there's like this goldfish that's out of the water. It's just like flopping around, like gasping for water. And he's just playing the piano, and then the piano explodes, and that's how the video ends. It's amazing. It's mesmerizing. You'll love it. Go check it out. Go watch the video.
No. Doing this right now.
So, yeah. All right, we'll do that. So, yeah. Welcome, everyone. It's Saturday. It's 2 o'clock. It's 2:06 by my timer. And this is the 1989 show of Zenial Yearbook, all the hits from 1989. We're not going to listen to Welcome to New York. We're not going to listen to, I don't know any other songs off of that album, that Taylor Swift album.
Oh, I got scared.
There will be no Taylor Swift. No Swifting.
No Swifties here. If you're a Swiftie, you can go to another station. Because you aren't welcome here.
Just for, you know, the next hour and a half.
Just for forever.
Then you can come right back. But in the interim, we're going to play some of the big 1989 hits by The Cure. We're going to play hits by Love and Rockets. We're going to start it off with a band that won. What did they win? They get to do like the Olympic song or something in 2028 because it's in Los Angeles. Los Angeles' greatest band. It's the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, great.
Nobody's gonna bring me down. fucking sound. Busting out and I'm breaking ground. Sailing on. Just sailing on. Sailing on the higher ground.
Love Song by The Cure before off of their Disintegration album. Before that, we had So Alive by Love and Rockets off of their album, Love and Rockets. And we had the Red Hot Chili Peppers with Higher Ground off of their album, Mother's Milk. That is a cover song. Did you know that?
Yes.
Higher Ground, you knew it was a cover song? Who sings that song? Who's the originator of that song?
Oh,
I'll give you all the
sorry,
money in my
I've
wallet
lost my mind. I didn't know that was a cover song.
Of course. It's a Stevie Wonder song.
Oh.
How about that?
I thought he couldn't see.
Correct. I don't know what one has
I'm
to do with
stupid.
The other.
I'm stupid. I just listen.
All right.
Never mind.
Never mind.
I did not say that on air.
That's right. So, yeah. What do you think of those three songs that you definitely know?
They're good.
Oh, look at you. Look at that. We're 4 for 4 today. You know.
Not the Red Hot Chili Peppers one. So we're 3 for 3.
We're 3 for 4. That's fine. What do you... Yeah, because I know you're like Robert Smith, front man of The Cure. Because
we all know who Robert Smith is.
Because of his messy dark hair and dark eyeliner. It reminds me of someone else. Maybe. No?
Everyone on planet Earth in 2002?
Possibly. Anyway, we'll keep the music going with a little bit of UB40. Another cover song. This is an Al Green cover of Here I Am on Xenial Yearbook.
I'm not afraid to
Trouble Me.
That sounds like something Mom would pick.
By 10,000 Maniacs. It's a good song. It's a good band.
If you're Jennifer Burks.
The 90s.
Can we say your name on
the
here?
The 80s. I mean.
She was on the show.
She was on the show.
It's fine.
You're probably right. I bet she does like that song. What are you going to do? Before that, we had Here I Am by UB40. What do you think of those? Those hits from 1989.
Not bad. Yeah. Very 1989.
Very 1989. So yeah, what else happened in 1989? I'll tell you what. George Herbert Walker Bush was sworn in as the 41st president of the United States. Is that it? That's probably it. It's a pretty slow year. But you know, these things happen. So what we're going to do, in the case of the slow years, we're going to play some promos. We'll be back in a couple minutes. This is Zennial Yearbook. It is the 1989 show on WTBR.
WTBR. Hey, bada 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 bada, so wing bada. Hey, bada 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 bada, so wing bada. Kennedy, so wing bada.
Support for WTBR comes from the Office of Cultural Development in Pittsfield. The next First Fridays at 5 is September 6th, featuring a family fun zone, Maker's Market, live music, entertainment, and more. For more details, go to lovepittsfield.com and UCP of Western Mass. Turn passion into purpose when you apply at UCP of Western Mass, now offering full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. It's more than just a job, it's our identity. Apply today at ucpwma.org/jobs.
Hey, this is Mike Pezzo. Remember those tunes your parents told you to turn down? Better yet, remember those tunes your grandparents told your parents to turn down? Well, on Mike's Amazing Music and Oldies show, you'll hear sometimes oldies, sometimes blues, sometimes local performers, and a lot of rock on Berkshire County's only rock station, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, Thursdays at noon. Tune in and be entertained and educated.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available online at Sondrini.com.
A, always B, B, C, closing. Always be closing. Always be closing.
Just the way it is, and they will see I am yours and you are mine the way it should be.
That is A Girl Like You by The Smithereens. This is the 1989 show. This is In Your Yearbook. I'm Kyle.
I'm Riley.
And I said it's 1989. That's it. That's what we're doing here for the next hour. What do you think of that? The Smithereens. You heard that before?
No.
Really?
I don't know any. I know one song for the rest of the show.
I don't believe you. I bet you know. One, two.
You can stop at one.
Probably two. Anywho, so what else happened in 1989? I'll tell you.
You were
12? 12-ish? Yeah. Oh my gosh. You know what happened? There was a the Loma Prieta earthquake. There was an earthquake in California, just south of southeast, I would say, of San Francisco. Whew, man. Quite an earthquake. 6.9 on the Richter scale. I know.
I would have slept.
Well, it was at 5 o'clock in the evening, so you wouldn't have slept. It was,
well, Eastern Standard Time would have been 8 o'clock. So, no.
Right. Correct. Never mind. You wouldn't have felt it because you would have been 3,000 miles away here. But anyway, it was quite the earthquake. And for such a big earthquake, only like less than 75 people were killed. You know why? Rebar. We build stuff with rebar in the United States.
It's rebar.
We have building codes.
So like rhubarb?
No, it's a piece of metal that you put inside of concrete to keep tension on the concrete. It's complicated. Anyway, rather than talk about, you know, building materials, we can talk about this part of the show where we do the thing. We play the three songs, and three songs from Cosmic Thing this year. This week, I should say.
This year.
By the B-52s. Huge band, also from Athens, Georgia, like every other band in the late 80s, early 90s. Not every band, but a lot of bands. You know, R.E.M. Some other bands. Anyway, we're going to start off with everyone's favorite, the height of the B-52s. It's Love Shack.
Looking for the love, get away, head
Channel Z by the B-52s from their album, 1989 album, Cosmic Thing. Before that, we had Rome, also by the B-52s. And then we started the music off with Love Shack. What do you think of that? All B-52s all day. Or like for the last 15 minutes or so.
It was all right. Not my pick, but fine.
All right? The B-52s are just all right?
I wanted to do another album. That's but you're like, it's blasphemy. No. Let's not do the another album.
Right. Well, we'll come back to 1989 again in, I don't know, 16 weeks? 18 weeks? December? Who knows? So, yeah, let's see. What else we got? What else happened in 1989? What do you think? What do you want to know about? The top movies or the top TV shows?
Movies.
Top five movies in 1989. Number five. This is by... You know, ticket grossing, ticket sales. Number five, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Mm-hmm.
Good movie?
I forgot about that movie.
Yeah. Number four, Rain Man. Ever seen that? Mm-hmm. Tom Cruise doesn't. We should watch that. It's a drama, but you know, it's okay. I'm not going to tell you that it's funny and then we should watch it and then it turns out to be Rain Man, which is funny, but it's not like haha comedy funny. Number three, Lethal Weapon 2. You seen either any of those Lethal Weapon movies?
No.
They're kind of like grown-up silly movies. Number two, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. That's a good one. That's the good. They're all the good one, but that's like the best one, I would say. And number one, the number one movie of 1989, Batman. I'm Batman. No, I think it was before then. This is a little Michael Keaton Batman. It was.
Oh, okay.
It's a silly movie. It was a big deal because there weren't a lot of superhero movies. There weren't a lot of, like, big budget superhero movies at all back then. There was Superman, and then there was, like, nothing. And then Batman showed up, and he was not Superman because he wasn't necessarily nice to people. Because that's what Batman is. Anyway, back to the music. We've got, what is this? This is a band called The Primitives that had a really big song in 1988, but I can't play that. So we're going to play Secrets by The Primitives.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Oh my gosh.
Is this your first time?
It is. I'm new here.
Don't be ridiculous.
That was, That was Head Like a Hole by Pretty Hate Machine. Before that, by Pretty Hate Machine. By Nine Inch Nails off of their 1989 album, Pretty Hate Machine. Before that, we had Secrets by The Primitives. You know what? Let's take a pause. We'll take a pause. We'll regroup. We'll come back in about a minute or so. This is Zennial Yearbook. This is the 1989 show on 89.7 WTBR. Whoa. Gosh.
Nice.
One day.
Kyle's actually really good at using the board.
I'm going to figure this out one day.
The Berkshire's only rock station, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs. Greylock Federal, opportunity grows here, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from Evco Hypnosis. Want to lose weight, quit smoking, sleep better, or relieve stress and anxiety? Evco Hypnosis is here to help you become happier, healthier, and stronger. Call 413-212-0283 or go to evcohypnosis.com. That's EVCOhypnosis.com.
What do you do with two crazy sports fanatics, one from Massachusetts and one from New York, and you put them in the same room together? Well, get ready for a serious sports talk party. It's time for WTBR Sports Talk. Hi, I'm Robbie Zucker. Join me and my co-host Sean Cronin as we discuss the world of sports. We'll cover the NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, the NHL, plus a whole lot more. Plus, we'll take your phone calls as well. So join us for WTBR Sports Talk every Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. right here on your source for sports and a whole lot more in the Berkshires, 89.7 FM, WTBR Pittsfield.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
WTBR.
Possible. Hit cruise control and rub my eyes. The last 3 days and the rain was unstoppable. It was always cold, no sunshine.
Working on a mystery.
That's Tom Petty running down a dream. This is 1989, the 1989 episode of Zenio Yearbook. I'm Kyle.
I'm Riley.
We're back, and I think I figured this whole board out. I think. We'll see. So yeah, what else happened in 1989, Riley?
I didn't know. I wasn't there.
You were not. Let me tell you about a little event called the Tiananmen Square Massacre. I don't know how much of a massacre it was, but there was so in China. China was communist. Are you staying awake for this already? I haven't even started. I haven't even got to the cool part. So anyway, there was a lot of political unrest in China at the time, and people decided to, you know, protest as one would do in the United States, because you can do that here. But there, at first, they had like thousands of people gathered around and protesting the government, and at first the government was fine with it. They didn't really know what to do about it. So, but then they got kind of tired of it, and they started bringing in tanks to like disperse it. And there was this one guy. There's this film of this one guy. They call him Tank Man, who like was holding these grocery bags like he just came from the store, and he was just like standing in front of the tanks, like not letting them pass. It was very exciting. And then two people grabbed him and took him away, and nobody knows what happened to him. Look it up.
They ate him.
Tank Man.
No.
Very.
That sounds like a Mega Man.
Like a Mega Man villain. Tank Man. What do you use against Tank Man? Grocery bags?
Stop. That would actually be so funny.
It would be ridiculous. Yeah.
Fan-made game. Let's go.
There you go. All right. Let's get back on target. We're going to play a little bit of Elvis Costello. This is Veronica on Zenio Yearbook.
Pretty little head of yours, what goes on in that place in the dark? Well, I used to know a girl, and I could have sworn that her name was Veronica. Well, she used to have a carefree mind of her own and a delicate look in her eye. These days, I'm afraid she's not even sure if her name is Veronica. Do you suppose that way?
Oh,
Here Comes Your Man by the Pixies. Before that, what do we have? Head On by the Jesus and Mary Chain. And then we had Veronica by Elvis Costello. What do you think of any or all of those?
I mean, they're fine. I don't like the Pixies, so.
That's just nonsense. Nonsense. Anyway, what are you talking to me? You were saying something about Frank and being in four bands?
No.
While the music was going?
Yeah, that was just me yapping. What was...
Love Song?
Do you guys... Oh, yeah. I keep finding covers of love songs. Not love songs. Love Song by The Cure. Literally every single Riot Girl band from the 2000s has covered it, and it's like... crazy.
It's a thing?
It's like a thing.
Well, you know.
I don't even know if it's a thing. It's just like a weird coincidence.
Well, it was a popular song back in my day. Yeah, it's true. And what are you going to do? So, yeah. More of 1989. That's a heck of a year, I'll tell ya. You know what else happened? A little company called the Nintendo Company Limited turned... How old did they turn?
9.
100 years old.
What?
They were formed in 1889. Yes, that Nintendo.
Are you sure?
I am.
I don't think I believe you.
I'm certain. I'm sure.
So they had the Nintendo DS back in the 1800s?
No.
Is that how old it is?
They made trading cards.
And they made Nintendo trading? Like Pokemon?
Playing cards? I think it was before Pokemon, but I mean... Yeah, that's what they did. They made cards, they made board games, they made all sorts of stuff. All sorts of stuff. And then they got around to video games like in the 1970s. Amazing. Amazing. How about that?
Hmm.
All right. So, what's...
Speaking of Nintendo DS, I would like to get it. I would like to get it. I would like to get one of
one?
Them.
One? Why?
Because I always wanted one, and all my friends had ones as kids.
All of your friends had a Nintendo DS as kids?
Okay, like two of them did, but I was always like, this is so cool. And then they stopped making them.
Yeah, just like they stopped making all sorts of stuff. The DS came out in like 2002, maybe? 2003? I feel like I had one before you were born.
Where is it?
I don't know, I probably donated it and gave it away. I don't know. It's gone. The same place.
Did you not think of me?
You weren't to be thought of anyway. Yeah. So let's get ready to wrap the show with the top 5 TV shows of 1989, the 1989/1990 TV season, according to the people who rank this stuff. Well, let's see if you know any of these shows. Number 5. Ready for this? Are you ready for this? America's Funniest Home Videos.
Show's old.
And it's inaugural season.
Isn't that the thing they do with presidents?
That's the first season.
Oh, whatever.
Yes. Number 4, A Different World. You ever heard of that? It's a spinoff of The Cosby Show about kids and fictional HBCU.
What's HBCU?
Historical Black Colleges and Universities.
That sounds really boring.
It was great. It was a sitcom. It was fantastic. Fantastic. 5 out of 5. Number 3, Cheers. Heard of that?
Obviously,
because I keep playing that stupid theme on the piano. Number two.
Is that what it is?
The Cheers theme? All the time. The Cheers theme is the Cheers theme. Number 2 and number 1 was a tie. Because they had the same ratings. Tied at number 1 was Roseanne, which is still having a reboot spinoff called The Conners, and the other number one show of 1989, of course, The Cosby Show. Great TV, 1989, great political revolutions. It had everything. The Oakland A's won the World Series. I can't believe I didn't mention that in a sweep.
I love
them. Four-game sweep. And also, yeah, so we'll wrap the show. That'll be it. Come back next week when we do... What are we doing next week? The pinnacle, the best year, saving the best for last. It's the 1994 show next week. Bring your A game, because we will. But we'll leave on The Cult with Fire Woman from their album Sonic Temple. This has been Zennial Yearbook. We'll see you. No, you'll see us. You'll hear us next week.
Truthfully.